Desi, history about to be made this weekend here at home to Shelburne, league opener. How do you feel everybody is at?
Everybody at the minute is really excited now to get the league up and running. Pre-season's been going really, really well. We've played a few tough friendlies through over the last few weeks. We played Derry City there last week, great game, and we're away to Sligo at the weekend. And great preparations for our league. And listen, pre-season can get a wee bit long and boring times, but the girls, I think they can see the light now, and the excitement's starting to build this week now about getting the league up and running and getting on the pitch, and just getting things moving, you know.
And just explain to us the league format. There's a number of teams who are in it for the first time, and then there's under 23 teams, is it, from some of the, shall we say, more established clubs?
The way it works, Chris, is we have 12 Premiership teams in the minute that play in the Premier League. So those 12 Premiership teams will enter an under 23s into the Development League, which they're calling it. And then we have 10 teams who haven't got a Premiership team, so they're able to enter a team at senior level. So they can sign girls at any age and bring in that. So, and the way the format was, at the minute there's 22 teams, so they'll split it north and south. So there's 11 teams in each group. So there will be 5 senior teams in that group, and there'll be 6 under 23 teams. And it's a home and away format then. And then obviously once the top 4 will play in the league, and the next 4 will go into Shields and stuff like that there. But for the likes of ourselves now, we will be competing against 6 under 23 teams and another 4 senior teams, the same as ourselves.
And the furthest you'll have to travel is basically sort of a line Dublin to Galway, is it?
It is. We've 3 or 4 games in Galway, or down in Dublin. We have Galway, we have Athlone, we have Longford, Mayo, Sligo, Dundalk, and then Piemont and Bowes and Shields down in the Dublin. So, listen, the travels, as you know yourself up here, that's something you get very used to very, very quickly, because we're practically on the road every second week. And these girls that are in with us, they're going under a 4th season with us. Obviously, some of them have played with the Donegal Women's League before that, so they're well used to the travelling and the commitment for it as well, you know. So, listen, the travelling is not going to be an issue for us.
And a great geographical spread of players in this Harps team.
We have, yeah. Not only from our own county in Donegal, obviously we have a mall from South Donegal, east, west, down to Shone. But we also have players from Strabane, and we have players from Dungiven in the squad as well. So, like, and that's what Harps is about as well. Listen, we're not just opening it up to Donegal players. We want to open it up to much of the northwest as we can, and we want to give all girls, wherever they're at, the opportunity to come and play at this level of football, you know.
And your team, quite a lot of them would have played at under 17 and under 19 level.
Yeah, and that's for us as coaches, that's what it's about, you know. Like, we've worked with these girls over the last 3 years, development at under 17 level, under 19 level, and listen, for us that's the rewards now, and it shows you how good the coaches are under here as well, when you see all these players now making the step on the senior level. And listen, they're all well capable of playing senior level. We still have a really, really strong under 17s here, and we will also be feeding 4, 5, 6 of those girls into our senior team is throughout the season as well, if not more. Probably week in and week out there will be at least 2 or 3 of them involved with us as well, you know.
And the hope will be that not only this Sunday against Shelburne, but throughout the season, that the Donegal public will get behind you.
Absolutely. And that's, listen, and it's just come and show the support for the girls, you know what I mean, because they put so much hard, the hard work these girls put in during the week of training sessions, and then and people forget that these are young girls where they're giving up their whole weekend, okay, because we play every Sunday, so they give up everything to go and play football on a Sunday. And listen, and what's what makes it for them is having a great crowd there. They roar them on and cheer for them, you know, and they deserve that for what they give back to football as well, you know.